Please turn in your Bibles to 1 Samuel and chapter 20. 1 Samuel chapter 20. Perhaps with God's word open before us, we could bow in a wee word of prayer and ask the Lord for his help as we come to preach his truth this evening. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, we're so conscious that we need thee. We need thy power in order to preach thy word. And we pray, Lord, that you would come and fill us afresh with your gracious Holy Spirit to this end. I pray, Lord, that you would speak to all of our hearts, especially those here tonight who are still halting between two opinions. Oh God, my prayer is that each one here would be prepared for heaven, that we would be ready when death would come. Oh God, what a blessing to be saved when we meet the last enemy, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Oh God, we thank thee for the hope of the gospel. And we thank thee that this hope is in Christ, for life, eternal life, is found in Jesus Christ alone. And oh God, we do pray that there might be those here tonight who would have their eyes open to see that truth. Oh God, that they would realize that there's life for a look at the crucified one. There's life at this moment for them. Oh God, I pray this evening that you would defeat the devil in their lives, that you would turn them from their sin. And even this evening, Lord, that they would seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he is near. So, Lord, bless us now as we turn to thy precious word. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. My subject tonight is simply entitled, as I've announced, One Step from Hell, One Step from Heaven. And I want to base my remarks on 1 Samuel chapter 20 and verse 3, the latter part of verse 3, indeed the last phrase of verse 3, a familiar text, I'm sure, to most of us. But if you're not saved tonight, maybe it's not a familiar text to you. And I pray, therefore, that you will listen very carefully. There is but a step between me and death. These words in 1 Samuel 20, verse 3, were spoken by the psalmist David at the time in his life when King Saul was seeking to kill him. This statement that David made here shows us that David felt that his life was under threat. And there is no doubt that his life was under threat. Indeed, David came to the conclusion, because of the vigorous pursuing of King Saul, that there was only but a step between him and death. If you study, and I'm sure that you have, the biblical record of David's life at this time, you will discover that there was times in David's life as he fled from Saul that the king was literally only steps away from David. And David knew that if Saul caught up with him, that his life would be taken. It was as if David was only one step away from death. And it was in these circumstances that David spoke these words that we have set before us. There is but a step between me and death. You know, men and women, this is the reality of all of our lives. There is but a step between us and death. The truth is that none of us know when death is going to come. And of course, if we're saved, that means that there's but a step between us and heaven. Because as we're going to find out tonight, as far as the child of God is concerned, when the Christian comes to die, the moment they die is absent from the body and present with the Lord. So that step of death for us, child of God, is a blessed step, because it will usher us right into the presence of God for all eternity. However, if you're not saved in the meeting, this means that you're but a step, there's a step between you and hell. Because the truth is that if you were to die right now, this very moment, instead of you going to heaven, my death would usher you out into hell forever. And what a solemn thought that is. I wonder this evening, you're found in this meeting and you're not a Christian. You've never put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever thought about the moment of death? Have you ever thought about your last step on this earth? Have you ever thought about the moment, the second, when your heart would stop beating and your soul would be ushered out into a lost eternity? Well, I pray tonight that if you have never thought about it, that you would think about it tonight. Because once death comes for you and me, we will either be in heaven or in hell. You see, that's what the Bible teaches. That's what the Word of God declares. As we come this evening at the close of our gospel meeting to consider this text of Scripture, there's a number of things that I want you to notice. I want to emphasize. And especially if you're in the meeting tonight and you're not a Christian, you're not saved, I want you to listen very, very carefully. And I pray that the Lord will take His Word and write it upon your heart and write it upon your soul. First of all, these words set before us the certainty of death, the reality of death. You know, David knew that someday he would die. In 1 Samuel 20 verse 3, David speaks about his own death. He's thinking about his own death because he says here, there is but a step between me and death. Men and women, again tonight, we are brought face to face with the reality of death. However, while at times we may think of the death of others, we never give much thought to our own death. But we should, because soon you and I will die. The Bible says very clearly in Hebrews 9 verse 27, it is appointed unto man once to die. Now I know that when you're speaking to individuals about death, they don't like to speak and to discuss their own death. We'll talk about the death of others. And you know, the sad reality is that even this week and even this day, there have been those who have been ushered out into God's eternity. And when we lift the newspapers this week, we will read of more people who have passed away in the week that has just gone out into eternity. And we will read about their death. And we will read and we will discuss with others how tragic some of those deaths have been. And yet, the sad thing is this, that you and I, and especially you who are not saved tonight, you never take time to think about your own death. But my friend, your death is coming. My death is coming. And here we have David, and he's certainly thinking about his own death. You know, the Bible says, for I know, indeed Job said, for I know that thou will bring me to death. You see, Job there is thinking about his own death. And he says, I know that thou will bring me to death and to the house appointed for all living. And in 2 Samuel 14 verse 14 it says, for we must needs die and are as water spilt on the ground which cannot be gathered up again. My prayer tonight is that God will take His Word and write it upon your heart, especially if you're not saved. Now you might say to me, well, Mr. Gray, I'm young. I have many years ahead of me. I don't have to start thinking about my death now. I know that someday I'm going to die. But it's too soon for me to start thinking about the day when I will leave this scene of time. Well, is it? We're going to see in a moment that death can come so suddenly. And we have seen that even in the week that has gone out into eternity. Listen, the old will die, but the young may die. And yesterday, there was a wee baby who was killed down in the Bow Island at the beginning of last week, was buried yesterday. The truth is this, that none of us know the day of our death. And that's why it is so important to think about the day of our death. When we will die, and when we will leave this scene of time, and go out into the great eternity, because the reality of the truth is this, that life is brief. Indeed, that's what we learn here. Not only the certainty of death, the reality of death, but these words set before us here in 1 Samuel 20 and verse 3, they speak about the brevity of our life. Our life upon this earth is just like a step. A step is a very short thing, and so it is with our lives upon this earth. David said here, there is but a step between me and death. Now, I don't know how many steps we take in one day. I don't know how many steps we take in a week. Certainly, there's no counting of the steps that we take in a year. What about a whole lifetime? We never think about a step. A step is something that we just take. We take it for granted that we're going to get up in the morning and that we're going to live throughout the day. And then at night we're going to go home and we're going to go to bed and all will be well. But this text of Scripture brings before us the brevity of life. That it just takes one step to usher us out into the great eternity. Do you ever think about your last step upon this earth? Because some day, some week, some month, some year of our lives, we will take that last step. The brevity of life is described in many different ways in the Word of God. In 1 Chronicles 29 verse 15, life is described as a shadow. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. In Job 7 verse 6, life is described as a flying shuttle. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope. In Job 9 verse 25, life is described as a hurrying messenger. My days are swifter than a post. They flee away. In Psalm 39 verse 5, life is described as a handbreadth. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and my age is nothing before thee. In James 4 verse 14, life is described as a vapor. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. This is how God describes our life upon this earth. And someday, very soon, maybe sooner than we think, we're going to take our last step upon this scene of time. And when we do, men and women, when we do, our soul will be ushered out into the great eternity. But where will your soul be when you take that last step? Will your soul be in heaven, or will it be in hell? That's a solemn question. But that is a question that you need to get an answer to this evening. And you need to answer it honestly within your own heart and within your own soul. And of course, if you've been coming to this church for any length of time, then you will know that the only way to enter heaven is by being born again of the Spirit of God and redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. By knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Redeemer. But notice something else here. These words set before us the suddenness of death. The suddenness of death. Not only the reality of death and the certainty of death and the brevity of life, but the suddenness of death. Really what this text is teaching us more than anything else is about the fact that death is sudden. There is but a step between me and death. David knew that his next step could mean death. David speaks about the nearness of death here. Now, we know in the context of this chapter that David did not die at this time, because he lived and he became the king of Israel, and the Lord blessed him. But he felt that death was near because Saul was pursuing him. And of course, humanly speaking, if Saul had caught up with David,
He would have killed him because he tried to kill him on a number of occasions. But the truth is that even as we look at this text and consider it here, death, when it comes, is sudden and it is swift. And that's what the text is teaching you and me. Friend, do you know what the problem is today? The problem today is that people in our community never think that death is only a step away for them. We always promise ourselves tomorrow. We always promise ourselves another year, another month. We always promise ourselves that death will never come our way. We always promise ourselves more time, when the reality is there is but a step between us and death. Soon you will spend your last year upon earth. Could it be this year? Soon you will spend your last month upon earth. Could it be this month? Soon you will spend your last week upon earth. Could it be this week? Soon you will spend your last day upon earth. Could it be this day? Soon you will spend your last hour upon earth. Could it be this hour? Soon you will spend your last moment upon earth. Could it be this moment? Soon you will spend your last second upon earth. Could it be this second? Soon the next step you will take will be your last. Could you be taking your last step tonight? That is a question that you need to ask yourself. You see, the Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. None of us knows what we have to face tomorrow, or even tonight, or even before this meeting goes out into eternity. Oh, my friend, that's why you need to think seriously about where your eternal soul is going to be when you take that last step in life. Because if you die without Christ, once you take your last step, you will end up in a lost eternity in hell forever. The reality is this, that the sinner, once they take their last step in death, will go out into hell forever. That's what happened to the rich man in Luke chapter 16. And of course, it's a familiar portion of scripture, I'm sure, to most of us. But the rich man, there was a morning he got up just like any other morning. And although he had plenty of this world's wealth, he didn't know that before that day would end, that he would be in hell. But that's exactly what happened to the rich man in Luke 16. Because the Bible says that he died and that he was buried and that in hell he lift up his eyes being in torments. My friend, do you ever stop and think that you're only one heartbeat away from lifting up your eyes in hell? You're only one step away from being lost forever and forever and forever. Does that thought ever bring fear to your soul? It ought to. Jesus said, fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. What a sad reality to die and go out into hell forever and forever and forever. One step from hell. You're one step away from hell. Sinner, you're one step away from being lost forever and forever and forever. You're one step away from losing your soul in outer darkness, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Oh, these words, they teach us much. They draw our attention to the certainty of death and the reality of death and the brevity of life and the suddenness of death and the nearness of death. There is but a step between me and death. But these words also, they remind us of the necessity of making preparation for death and for eternity. Because of the suddenness of death and because we do not know the moment of our death, God says, make preparation. Amos 4 verse 12 says, prepare to meet thy God. Have you prepared to meet God? Because meet him you will. Because the Bible says that we will all give an account of ourselves to God. We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Keep your hand in 1 Samuel chapter 20 for a moment and turn over to Matthew's Gospel chapter 24. Here we have the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. And the Lord Jesus Christ is emphasizing the need for men and women to prepare and to be ready for his second coming. But also we can, I believe, preach these words in the context of being prepared and ready for death and for eternity. But look what the Savior says in Matthew 24 and verse 44. Therefore, be ye also ready. Now, what is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking about there? Well, of course, he's speaking about being saved. He's speaking about being born again of the Spirit of God. He's speaking about making sure that you have your faith in Christ and that you have repented of your sin. Are you ready? Are you ready for death? Are you ready for the second coming of Christ? Are you ready for the great eternity? Take a look at chapter 25 and look with me there at verse 10. Again, the Lord Jesus emphasizes this truth in the parable of the 10 virgins. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready, they that were prepared, went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Now, of course, when David spoke these words in 1 Samuel chapter 20 and verse 3, David was ready. David was prepared. And even if Saul had taken David's life at that time, he would have went to be with the Lord for all eternity. Because, you see, David knew the shepherd. David knew the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior and as his Messiah. Because David could say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Isn't it wonderful tonight to know the shepherd and to be ready? I know that the majority of those who are here this evening have prepared for eternity. Child of God, we're just one step away from heaven. What a wonderful day that will be when we will leave this old world behind us. And when we will go to be with Christ, which is far better, when we will enter into our eternal rest. But as the meeting tonight comes to a close, I wonder, can I challenge your heart? Are you ready? Are you prepared? Thank God the Lord Jesus Christ has died for sinners. But although there is only a step between you and death, there is only a step between you and salvation. Indeed, there's only a look, because the Bible says in Isaiah 45 and verse 22, look unto me, the Lord says, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Oh, thank God Christ has died that sinners might live. He has shed his precious blood on Calvary's cross so that sinners might have eternal life. The wonderful text of Scripture over there in John's Gospel, chapter 11, and it's the words of the Savior in verse 25, and he says this, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And of course, we're all familiar with the words of John 14, verse 6. And in that passage of Scripture, the Lord Jesus Christ, of course, is speaking about heaven and teaching us there how we can prepare and make ready for heaven. And he said to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. My friend, you want to prepare for death and eternity. You want to get into heaven. Then step out on the promise and get under the blood. Thank God the Lord Jesus Christ has shed his precious blood for sin. And thank God the work is finished. The work of redemption has been completed. And all the sinner has to do is to come by faith and in repentance and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their own and personal Savior. That's how you make preparation. And you need to make preparation. Why? Because there is a step between you and death. There is a step between you and eternity. There is a step between you and hell. Oh, my friend, these are solemn words, but the Word of God teaches us clearly that man needs to make his peace with God. And the only way whereby the sinner can make peace with God is through accepting his only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as their own and personal Savior. Would you come tonight? Would you trust him tonight? The hymn writer penned it well when he wrote those words, "Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you now." You need to strive to enter in at the straight gate. You need to make your calling and election sure. You need to turn from your sin and seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. As we have said over these past weeks, there have been many tragically cut off out into eternity. They have taken their last step. What if that had been you? Young person, older person, unsaved friend tonight. What if that had been you? If you'd have been driving down the Bow Island at the beginning of last week. You know, that mother in that car with that little baby didn't know what she was going to face when she got up that morning. She didn't know that before she got to her destination that her little baby would be in eternity. I just heard tonight that there's a lady who got killed tragically in Listeniski this afternoon. That lady didn't know when she woke up this morning that she would be taking her last step. That lorry driver that got killed last week down in Pettigo, he didn't know that morning as he got ready for work and got into his lorry that he was going to take his last step. My friend, you don't know either, and I don't know when our last step will be. That's why we need to prepare. That's why we need to make ready. That's why we need the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. That's why we need to know our sins forgiven. That's why we need to repent of our sin and trust Christ alone as our own and personal Redeemer. There is but a step between me and death. A step from hell. Sinner, that's where you're at tonight. Those of us who are saved are a step from heaven. Oh, those of you tonight who are a step from hell, would you not step away from the brink? That's what you need to do tonight. You need to step away from the brink. And you need to turn to the Lord and trust him. And thank God if you do, he will save you. "All that come to me," Jesus said, "I will in no wise cast out." Would you come to him tonight? Let us all pray.